In the West African nation of Guinea, officials are still counting ballots in a very close runoff election for president. This election could transform Guinea, which has 10 million people, into a democracy after decades of dictatorial rule. And here in New York, a group of international volunteers has found an unusual way to support the country's transition. They've asked Guineans to use their cell phones to send a text if they experience an election-related problem. WNYC's Marianne McCune has more.
It's the Guinean equivalent of if you see something, say something. But there, the official language is French. So Jennifer Swift Morgan of the Guinean Alliance says their public information campaign in Guinea was this: Je vois, j'envoie.
Je vois, if I see something, j'envoie a text, an SMS to the system.
Basically, anyone in Guinea observing voting problems or successes can send a text that goes to the Alliance's website. Then the Alliance's members use a crowdsourcing program called Ushahidi to sort through and map the responses on a public website. Ushahidi was created in the violent aftermath of Kenya's 2007 election to track incidences of violence on a Google map. Ghanaian grad student Al-Hussein Ba helped start Guinea's election monitoring project here in New York.
When you live outside of the country, it's easier for you to fight more than the people who live in the country.
Ba says when he left Guinea in 2006, this project wouldn't have been possible, and not just because of an oppressive government. Guinea is rich in minerals, bauxite and iron, but most of the people are poor.
It was very, very difficult to have cell phone in Guinea.
People are still poor, but now more have cell phones than don't, he says. And the five service providers in Guinea even agreed to promote the vote monitoring project through a text to their customers. The Guinean Alliance got a $13,000 grant from the U.S. State Department through the embassy in Guinea, but that went mostly to technology, billboards and banners, and radio and television spots. The people running it are all volunteers.
Right this minute, I'm messaging with one of our core team members who's in France, another Guinean who's been on improving messages. I also have somebody on from Albuquerque, and then another woman in Philadelphia who's married to a Guinean. So they're all on right now in the system.
Swift Morgan is in a conference room at her day job, raising money for Columbia University's Earth Institute. But she's taking a break, laptop open, to check the text messages coming in. The voting was Sunday, and international monitors say it went relatively smoothly, but she says she's still getting some allegations of fraud. For example,
that you could buy a blank ballot and mark your candidate, and those were being then put into the ballot boxes ahead of time, so they were stuffing ballots.
The Guinean Alliance was born a year ago, after a pro-democracy rally in Guinea resulted in a government massacre of more than 150 people. A Human Rights Watch report says security forces opened fire on tens of thousands of opposition supporters at a stadium in the capital and sexually assaulted dozens of women. Al-Hussein Ba was here in New York, and he was planning a protest at the UN the same day, September 28th.
At 8 o'clock in the morning, I was leaving my house, and they called me. They said, oh, they killed many people in Guinea.
Everyone was calling each other, and we just said, you know, we got to do something.
Swift Morgan was a Peace Corps volunteer in Guinea 10 years ago and continues to do research there. She and Ba and others, both Guinean and not, started the alliance to support the fight for democracy in Guinea. They wanted to help ensure a free and fair election.
That's why the people died. They sacrificed themselves so that there would be democracy in Guinea.
The elections this year have been plagued by violent conflict. The two main candidates are from different ethnic groups, and the campaigns have played up their differences. So far, Guineans have texted more than 20,000 messages to the Guinean Alliance's website, but many of them have been positive. And another core alliance member, Raoul Rothblatt, says he wishes those had gotten more attention.
It's not exciting to talk about, well, nothing really happened here, or people are feeling kind of good. That's not very newsworthy, but that was really part of it that got lost.
Some of the texts are just love letters to the project's Guinean spokesperson, Miss Guinea. Others are expressions of gratitude for being able to vote or plugs for one candidate or another. So it's the job of about 30 dedicated volunteers around the world to sort through the messages and map the 5% or so that actually identify a specific allegation in a specific place. On election day, Rothblatt says they were able to tell their team in Guinea's capital, Conakry, about specific problems and get them fixed.
That's stunning to me that somebody in Kissidougou can send a message and we get it here and then we send it back to Conakry and then it gets to Kissidougou again.
In one district, there weren't enough ballots, someone texted. The team in Conakry verified and Guinea's Electoral Commission delivered more. In other areas, Swift Morgan says there were reports of tampering, again verified and corrected by an Electoral Commission delegate.
Hello, Ba. Usman.
Oui.
Comment ça va?
Swift Morgan uses Skype to call her project coordinator in Conakry to arrange a steering committee conference call to plan their next move. With votes still uncounted in Guinea and the race very close, the Guinean alliance is figuring out how to address the next challenge, what happens when the results are announced.
Either way, the losing side is going to react. So that's what we're bracing for. We're hoping for the best and bracing for the worst, that there might be cases of violence, and we want to make sure our site's up and running to be monitoring any conflict very carefully.
Al-Hussein Ba hopes the alliance's civilian vote monitoring project will ultimately help Guineans accept the election's outcome.
The best way is to show them, here, if you lose, it's because people don't vote for you. If you win, is you have the majority of the population who voted for you.
What's the difference between allegation and protestation?
The Guinean Alliance is dreaming up ways to use crowdsourcing technology in the future, maybe to monitor the delivery of public services as Guinea's democracy gets started. Maybe the group can help track corruption. Swift Morgan says their plan is to ask the Guinean people, this is a tool. How would you like to use it? For WNYC, I'm Marianne McCune.